Okay, let's dive in. 17 moves. 18 moves. That's the number that jumped out at me from our source today. We're talking about the military wives interviewed.
It's almost hard to comprehend, isn't it, moving it that often?
Right. It's not just moving house, it's your whole life again and again. So today on the deep dive, we're really getting into a unique perspective.
Definitely. We're looking at the YouTube video, episode 32, Wives Tales, focusing on the lives of women married to A1 Skyraider pilots.
And it gives you this incredible insight, doesn't it? Beyond the cockpit, beyond the missions, it's about their resilience, their strength.
And this amazing camaraderie they built.
Yeah.
It's a side you don't always hear about.
Absolutely. So the video introduces us to Pat Doolittle, married over 50 years to Jimmy Doolittle III,
And Ann Kelly, 47 years with Jim Kelly.
and Lynn Ralston, also 47 years, married to John Ralston.
And what's really striking is how long they've known each other. Decades.
Yeah, even with all the moving, the separations. They just pick right back up. It's pretty amazing.
That ability, that deep connection, it really says something about what they went through together.
Especially, being married to pilots flying something as demanding as the A1.
Exactly. It's a specific kind of life.
So, how did it all start for them? Lynn's story about what she wanted as a kid,
Yeah.
that was interesting.
It really was. Like, she knew from early on she wanted someone patriotic, someone in service.
Yeah, and her future husband, John, was looking at the Air Force Academy. It seems like that military path was almost, I don't know,
Or
destined.
at least a strong pull from the get-go. It wasn't just about falling in love, it was about aligning with that service ideal.
Right. And then there's that funny story later, wasn't there, about him struggling a bit at the Academy?
Missing her. And she apparently gave him a bit of a tough love nudge to stick with it.
Which kind of shows that early strength, that understanding of commitment.
Yeah, it suggests she grasped the demands pretty early on, a foreshadowing maybe of the support needed later for an A1 pilot.
Then you've got Anne. Classic blind date, right?
Yeah, but with that military connection. Her husband, Jim, was back from Vietnam flying A1s and instructing her roommate's boyfriend.
Such a small world, that community.
Definitely. And what struck her? His honesty, integrity, the solid stuff.
Foundational qualities, really. Especially given the pressures they'd face later, you'd need that trust.
Absolutely. Character matters hugely in that life.
And Pat. That's almost a movie scene. Meeting Jimmy at a drive-in while on a date with someone
I
else.
know. And she said the uniform, him being the senior cadet, made an impression, but also his whole demeanor.
Right, not just the uniform, but the person.
And then the engagement. So casual. Or we didn't marry. Okay, sounds good.
Ha, love that. Maybe you need that kind of straightforwardness to handle everything else.
Could be a kind of practical approach.
So, a year later, married, Pat transfers to Texas A&M, dives right into military life.
Yeah, first.
Which brings us back to the moving. 18 times for Anne, 17 for Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Pat had fewer moves, 5, but they were longer stays. A bit different, but still part of that life.
And their reaction, Lynn saying, Yippee, a new adventure. That's remarkable.
It really is. That mindset. Turning disruption into something positive. It's not just putting up with it, it's embracing it.
How else could you cope? You'd have to find the adventure in it, I suppose.
And think about the kids. It's tough, obviously, but they talked about the upside too.
Yeah, that adaptability. Military kids often get really good at making new friends, fitting in.
It builds resilience, doesn't it? A comfort with change that maybe others don't develop quite the same way.
Definitely. And Lynn's funny story about her last name, Ralston.
Oh, yeah, getting confused with Purina. You need those moments of lightness, really.
Yeah. Keeps you sane. But beyond the family unit, it's that connection between the wives themselves. They called it a sisterhood.
An instant connection, they said,
Yeah.
because they just get it. The shared stress, the goodbyes, the worry.
Especially worry related to the A1 pilots knowing the risks.
Exactly. That shared context means you don't have to explain everything. There's this immediate empathy.
Which must have been so vital when their husbands were deployed. Pat talked about that first year, her husband in Thailand.
Yeah, communication was tough back then. No email, no easy calls, just waiting for letters and worrying.
And hearing news reports about planes being downed,
Yeah.
terrifying.
The uncertainty must have been immense. Knowing the dangers their husbands faced flying those A1s, but not having specifics.
Lynn mentioned that too, the vague news reports, but she also had this incredible faith in John's flying skills.
She talked about his passion, right? How he needed to fly, especially the A1. Like he was born for it.
Born with a stick in his hand, I think she said.
Yeah, that kind of deep-seated passion and skill probably gave her some reassurance. trust in his abilities.
And for Anne, when her husband was away, the focus was just keeping the boys busy, keeping things normal.
A way to manage, maybe, for her and for them, creating stability amidst the uncertainty.
They also touched on those older expectations, didn't they? The sort of 50s perfect military wife image.
Oh, definitely. The pressure to be the flawless homemaker, keeping everything running smoothly while essentially being a single parent.
All while your husband is potentially in harm's way. That's a lot to juggle, reconciling that image with the messy reality.
And making it work. They found ways, compromises, like Lynn cooking dinner, but making sure they still had their date nights.
Yeah, keeping the connection strong and respecting the pilot's need for their own space, like those Friday nights at the bar.
Right. Understanding that the pilots needed that camaraderie, that specific debrief time with guys who flew the same missions, the same plane.
It wasn't about being excluded. It was acknowledging a different kind of support they needed.
Exactly. A mutual understanding, which kind of leads into how things have changed over time in the military culture.
They mentioned the clubs, right? Officers and enlisted clubs becoming combined spaces.
Mm-hmm. And maybe, they felt, less overt drinking at social events now compared to back then.
That's a pretty big shift. It makes you wonder how it affects those informal support networks.
That's a good point. Did those separate spaces foster a different kind of bond? Integrating clubs is positive in many ways, but does it change those dynamics?
Interesting question. Something else that didn't seem to change much over time was how much the pilots shared about missions.
Very little, it sounds like. Partly security, sure, but also probably not wanting to worry the family.
Pat finding out about her husband's role in the Boxer rescue mission decades later. That says it all.
Wow. Decades. It shows that sort of quiet professionalism, doesn't it? Doing the job, often dangerous work in the A1, without seeking fanfare.
And the humility. Pat's sons having to push their dad to even talk about his medals.
Yeah, Lynn and Anne said similar things. Their husbands just didn't talk about it much. It was the job.
Downplaying major achievements, acts of bravery even. Duty first.
That seems to be the ethos. Mm-hmm. Service over self-recognition.
So bringing it to more recent times, they talked about how the role of the military spouse has evolved.
Yeah, more women having their own careers now, which adds another layer to juggling military life.
But some things remain, like the responsibilities of a commander's wife. That's still seen as a significant role, a role model.
Definitely. And that idea of mentorship really came through.
Yeah.
The more seasoned wives guiding the newer ones.
Passing on that hard-earned wisdom, those coping strategies, it sounds like such a crucial support system.
It's that reciprocal support again. Looking out for each other, because you know how challenging it can be. Especially supporting someone in a demanding field like aviation.
And these connections, they don't just dissolve when the active service ends, do they?
Not at all. They talked about how retired military families often stick together, drawn to others who share that background.
Gravitating towards each other, keeping those bonds alive. It's different from the civilian world, maybe, where that built-in community isn't always there.
That shared history creates something lasting.
Hmm.
And that little observation they made about strong marriages keeping people looking young.
Huh. Yeah, maybe there's something to that. Good support system, less stress, who knows?
But the interviewer felt it, right? That sense of envy, almost, for those incredibly strong bonds.
In a good way, yeah. You can see why. It's a really unique, powerful culture they built.
Forged through all that shared experience, the moves, the deployments, the specific challenges of supporting A1 pilots, it's deep.
The interviewer wrapped it up nicely, comparing the wives' journey at home to the pilot service overseas. Two sides of the same coin.
A shared commitment, lived differently, but equally demanding.
So for you listening, hopefully this gives you a richer picture. The sheer strength and adaptability of these women, the power of their community.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
How do we build that kind of support, that deep understanding in other parts of life? What does it take?
What are those key ingredients? Shared experience seems crucial. And just a little heads up, the interviewer did mention a future project coming up.
Ah, yes. Focusing specifically on the A1 Sky Raider aircraft itself.
Exactly. And hearing these wives' stories first, well, it provides such a vital human context for understanding that plane's history and its significance. It's not just about the machine, it's about the people around it, too.